You are listening to Free Fridays, brought to you by the Movie Cellar Podcast.
Welcome to the Movie Cellar, where we have a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions. We're brought to you by the gods of the show, Jack Thorne, the Alita Army, and our God of Gods, with over $10,000 donated to the JDRF, Zach Whittier. If you would like to help find a cure for type 1 diabetes, go to jdrf.org and make a donation. And to show our thanks, just drop us a screenshot of your donation and let us know what movie you want us to watch, and we will do a special episode just for you. I'm your host, Dan, and congratulations on making it to Friday, making it through another week closer to spring, another week closer to summer, and another week with longer days. So anyway, I'm doing this episode a little early this week because I'm headed out of town. I'm very excited. I'm taking a couple of my kids to go see Guar, and we're also going to meet up with Trev, that you guys know as my cousin and regular contributor to the show and also host of the Struggling Artist podcast. Very excited to spend some time with him and his super cute doggo. So anyway, this week on our Tuesday episode, the plan was to do a director spotlight, but I'm trying to do that with somebody instead of on my own, and so I'm trying to schedule that. So I have it all planned out, just need to find the time to sit down and record it. So hoping next Tuesday for that, but if not, it will be the week after. This week we had a great 10 at 10 with Chris Chavez from Out of the Shadows, from Hardly Awesome. He's also the producer of Trev's show, The Struggling Artist. And so as sort of a nod to Chris and a tie-in with his 10 at 10 episode, which you guys should definitely go check out, we're going to be focusing our recommendations, our Free Friday recommendations this week, on movies that relate to his podcast. So he does a show called Out of the Shadows. Now, Out of the Shadows is tied to a documentary series called In Search of Darkness, which is very cool. I'm actually just watching through it for the first time right now. There's three installments, and I think each of them is like 4 hours long. So it's a lot of content, but if you're into sort of history and documentary sort of content, I think you'd really dig it, especially if you're into 80s horror, because In Search of Darkness is all about 80s horror, and it goes sort of chronologically through the 80s, talks about, you know, it hits on a ton of movies, and talks about some of the themes that developed and sort of the evolution of horror throughout that time. It's very cool, highly recommend it, but it's not the official recommendation this week because it's not free. I couldn't find it free anywhere, so I can't recommend that officially on a Free Friday. But what I will recommend, beyond his podcast Out of the Shadows, where they cover the movies that are discussed in Search of Darkness, what I can recommend is some of those movies that they discuss and In Search of Darkness discusses. So there are a ton that you can get for free on Tubi. And so I kind of went through, made a big list, and then whittled it down to just something manageable. So I have six movies for you guys to check out on Tubi that are from the 80s and are featured in Search of Darkness and also have episodes on Out of the Shadows. So, with that said, here are the six that I'm going to shout out that are on Tubi. First is An American Werewolf in London. If you've never seen this movie, you have to see it. It's like quintessential 80s horror comedy. Like, it is one, it's a very, very important movie in like the progress of special effects, and just, it's a very approachable 80s horror movie, is what I would say. It's a horror comedy. And it's just a ton of fun. It has a very 80s feel to it. And it's just, I don't think anyone doesn't like An American Werewolf in London that gives it a chance. So That's definitely a gem that's hiding on Tubi. So check that one out. Next up, a little different, a little more intense, and maybe not quite for everybody, but very much a cornerstone of 80s slashers, Sleepaway Camp. So Sleepaway Camp is a, if you're into like collecting VHS tapes, you know that this is like the Ark of the Covenant. This is like the Holy Grail. This is one of those ones that you gotta have it in your collection. But it's really, really hard to get. Either way, it's sort of that B-level horror movie that defined a ton of movies in the 80s, but it's really good, really fun, really cheesy, but definitely an important movie for understanding 80s horror. Next up, I'm going to give you one that I have to recommend because it's my boy George A. Romero. May he rest in peace. Day of the Dead. We've talked about Day of the Dead on the show multiple times, but it is free on Tubi. It is a great movie. It closes out the Dead trilogy, and it's got so much heart and so much, just it really enriches the Dead story in a really great way. And so if you haven't seen Day of the Dead, it is, you know, to fully understand that trilogy, Night, Dawn, and Day, you got to see Day, and you'll have a great time with it. It's a great movie. It has an awesome female protagonist and a really lovable zombie that you'll have a good time with. All right, next up, I'm going to give you another sort of it is very well known in the right circles, but maybe not totally mainstream, but it's a critical movie for understanding 80s horror, Reanimator. Reanimator is a wonderful movie, and it is all of the fun and the blood and the guts and the craziness that you want out of an 80s horror film. And it has an absolutely maniacal lead actor, and he is fantastic in it. So I would definitely check out Reanimator. All right, we got a couple more, both on the sillier side, but both a lot of fun. First up is Chopping Mall. Chopping Mall is like, this is when I feel like this particular flavor of 80s horror comedy campiness sort of peaked. And it was like, okay, we got to try something else after this. But Chopping Mall is about a group of teenagers that get stuck in a mall, and something happens that makes all of they're like bots, but they're like police bots, or like what are they called? Security bots. They turn against the kids, and the kids have to try to survive the night in the mall. So that's a lot of fun. Really, again, very silly, intentionally so, I think, and very, very 80s. And lastly, I would be remiss not to mention The Toxic Avenger. So Toxic Avenger, also available on Tubi. This is the biggest of the Troma films. Troma are like D-grade horror, like movies. I think they're all horror, or like action horror. I really don't know. They are like campy as hell, super duper low budget, but a ton of fun and very quintessential 80s content. And I just feel like Toxic Avenger has become part of sort of like the general public consciousness, the zeitgeist, you might say. And so to understand where Toxic Avenger came from and understand the content that produced Toxic Avenger, you got to go back to the OG, to the film itself, and give it a shot. It is bad. It is really bad. It is admittedly bad, and it is intentionally bad, and it is glorious for that. So there you go. There are the six: American Werewolf in London, Sleepaway Camp, Day of the Dead, Reanimator, Chopping Mall, and Toxic Avenger, all from the 80s, all free on Tubi, all covered in Search of Darkness, and all covered in Out of the Shadows. Now, let's move on quickly. We'll talk through some podcasts that I want you to check out this weekend if you're interested. And then I'll let you go. First up, we're going to talk about The Struggling Artist. Trev had a couple guys on from a show called Our Brains Hurt. I say from a show, they have a podcast, but they're also like, they have a ton of things that they're into. They're into music. They make music. They make coffee. They like book shows. They had a lot of fun, Trev and these guys chopping it up, and it came through. It's a really fun episode and just a really great time. And, you know, if you like podcasts that feel like you're just hanging out with buddies, or you're just sitting there and, you know, having a good time, then this one is a good one, and some great music on it as well. Next up, I'm going to mention Dopey. So this week, Dave had a lady on named Dina, and Dina is she works in the recovery world, but she has a crazy, crazy backstory, full of addiction and full of a lot of tough stuff as a kid, abandonment, trauma, all this kind of stuff. A lot of really relatable stuff with family and, you know, just a lot, a really good look into, you know, the kinds of things that open the doors for, you know, us to find addiction as a solution. But then also the hope that she found her path out of it. And the great stuff that she's doing now. So she was great. She got super vulnerable and honest and real. And that's all you can really ask for with Dopey Guests. And she did it. She brought it. And it was a great episode. Episode ends with Alan, Dave's dad, joining in. This is after Dina already left. But Dave calls up Alan and they have a good chat. And if you know Dopey, then you know Alan is a regular contributor, and the banter between Dave and Alan is always great, and this was no exception. So if you've missed Alan, definitely check out the latest Dopey. Now, in addition to the Friday show, Dave dropped a Tuesday show this week, which he says is going to be a regular occurrence. Like, it's from moving forward, there's going to be a Tuesday show every week. He's not entirely sure what it's going to look like. I think it's going to be a little more relaxed fit. But this week he had Jay, or as everyone in the Dopey Nation knows him, Fentanyl Jay, on the show to check in. If you've been wondering what Fentanyl Jay is up to, then this will be a great one to check out. If you're like, what the hell are you talking about? Jay is just a young guy that Dave knows, who has been on the show several times over the last couple of years, who at one point was dealing fentanyl, caught a charge, what looked like he was going to be going to jail for that. You know, he's had some misadventures since that time, but everybody's rooting for Jay and hoping that things go well for him. So great Tuesday show. Excited that Dopey's going to be on twice a week now. Can never get enough of that. All right. Next, we're going to talk about a show I've never talked about on here before called Small Town Murder. Small Town Murder is a show that I don't always listen to every week. They release two shows a week. It's great stuff, especially if you're kind of, I don't know, into the true crime stuff, especially the lesser known things, because they tell you stories about murders that happen in small towns, as the title would imply. And they kind of give you a good look into that small town at the front of the episode to let you know, like, the size of it, the makeup of it, the types of people that live there, you know, the economic status, all that kind of stuff, to kind of paint a good picture of when and where this happened. And, you know, I think that they try to be respectful to the victims, which is always important in this kind of content. And I think they do a good job of that. And yeah, it's a good show. It's well researched. And, you know, I'm always impressed with the research, because it's not stuff like, you know, the Menendez brothers, or, you know, I don't know, the Oklahoma City bombing, like things where there's tons and tons of stuff to research. These are just murders that just happen in towns that, you know, they have to go digging around newspapers and town records and stuff to try to get to the bottom of it. So It's pretty interesting. I call it out this week because their episode this week was about a town in Maine. So whenever they hit Maine, I make a point to listen. This one was especially gruesome. So if you're not about that, then don't listen. But if you're interested in what they do on that show, this week they covered a town called Amity, Maine, and a really terrible murder or series of murders that happened there. All right. We'll talk about another show that I have talked about before, Behind the Bastards. Only want to point this one out because they're covering the very well-known Steve Jobs. And you might think you know everything about him, but you might think you know all about his bastardry. But he is a bastard beyond what I knew, and they're covering it on Behind the Bastards right now. There are two parts of the series, and they are not done yet, but the first two parts have been great. The first kind of covering his upbringing and kind of what shaped and molded him. And then the second part really into the formation of Apple and him having a daughter that he essentially tried to disown. And yeah, it's wild. So if you're interested in Steve Jobs and the darker side of his history, definitely would recommend checking out Behind the Bastards. I think another note on that is, like, it's really interesting because Steve Jobs is an inspiration for so many of, like, the Silicon Valley, like, tech dudes. And, you know, their IPO for Apple has, you know, everybody has tried to, you know, sort of, that's the gold mine that everybody has tried to tap into since then. How can we start a company and then IPO and all become millionaires overnight? So understanding the man who was kind of behind that and the victims that were around him that, you know, he had to walk on to get to where he got helps not just explain him, but helps explain the mentality of all of these, like, sort of tech bro dudes. So anyway, that's a great one. Highly recommend that series. Lastly, got to recommend Out of the Shadows. You know, Out of the Shadows is kind of the theme of this episode. So we want to bookend it here. We'll end with it. Their episode this week, they talked about the movie Smile. The guys did not agree on it. Chris was a big fan and his co-host was less so. Although they have a great discussion about it. And I personally think that when the two hosts or, you know, when the hosts of a movie podcast disagree about the movie they're talking about, it always breeds better conversation. And I think that that is true in this case as well. I enjoyed the episode. I liked the movie Smile. It felt like a bit of a retread of The Ring to me personally. But I thought it was a well-made movie and I really enjoyed the conversation between Chris and his co-host on their show about it. So, definitely would recommend checking that out. Now you might be thinking, I thought Out of the Shadows covered 80s horror movies. They do generally cover the In Search of Darkness films. But right now they're sort of in a little in between gap between the second and third installment of In Search of Darkness. And so they've done a few side quests and they do those every once in a while. So anyway, Out of the Shadows covering Smile this week. Definitely check it out. That's it for me. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Tune back in on Tuesday. We will either have another super fun 10 at 10 for you, or we will have a director spotlight about a director I'm very excited to talk about. So, otherwise, we'll see you then. Bye.